winning over at Carlisle 64-53. Lowell Thargiath at 8 points, 9 rebounds, and 8 blocks. Kemper defeated Glenwood 89-53. Dylan Joan, 18 points to go with 9 rebounds. It was Esac County rolling past Storm Lake St. Mary's 70-68. Grayson Rubendahl, 13 points to go with 13 rebounds. Coon Rapids Baird knocks off Peyton Chernan 93-46. Caden Oswald with 29 points, 7 assists, and 6 steals. For Peyton Chernan last night, Caden Stream would finish up with 16 points. It was Audubon falling to Trainer 64-41. Jordan Nowatzky with 9 points to go with 3 steals. Arweva edges by Glenn Ralston 46-45. For the Rockets last night, Wyatt Regaller 13 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 steals. For Glenn Ralston, Colton Rohrbach with 14 points and 3 rebounds. South Central Calhoun slips past Alta Aurelia 47-33. Charlie Natras with 19 points. It was Ike Manning defeating Riverside 53-44. Ben Ramsey with 20 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists. Let's move over to the girls' side of things. Now it was Kemper cruising past Glenwood 68-37. Elsa Tiefenthaler with 16 points to go with 4 rebounds. It was Carroll falling to Carlisle 61-35. Allie Cook with 15 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 block shots. Exiro Quinn-Kibbledon knocks off Booyer Valley last night 62-29. Jalen Peterson with 24 points. Icamp Manning falls to Riverside 36-26. Anna Stango with 11 points and 4 steals. It was Coon Rapids Baird beating Peyton Chernan 59-22 for the Crusaders. Malia Clayburgh had 18 points, 5 assists, 6 steals, and 2 blocks. For Peyton Chernan, Kalia Minahan led them with 9 points. It was Glenn Ralston defeating Arweva 67-10 for the Wildcats. Jenna Subert with 20 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and 4 steals. For Arweva, Mar Obrick had 4 points to go with it, 2 rebounds. South Central Calhoun falls to Alta Aurelia 57-44. It was Sadie Wheelock with 19 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 steals. And Esac County tops Storm Lake St. Mary 63-18. Sarah Bontrager, 17 points to go with 3 rebounds, 4 assists, and 6 steals. We had some girls wrestling on Friday night as well, as the Kemper girls were down at the Perry tournament. The Knights would finish up in fourth place with 106.5 points, just a half a point behind North Tama in third place. Claire Alleman would finish up in fourth place. Madigan Hoyt took third. Riley Sommerfeld was in third. Sadie Smith would finish in second. Anna Schutte took second. Kara Schutte finished up in third. And Riley Massey, she was your champion at 170 pounds. We've got Shane Vaughn coming in to talk about that wrestling. He'll be joining us next here on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at pizzaranch.com. Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Shane Vaughn, the head girls and boys wrestling coach with the Kemper Knights, joining us here on the CB Sports Network on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. Coach, as always, good to catch up with you. How you doing?
Yeah, good. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, absolutely, Coach. Let's just get started. It's been hectic and crazy for you guys this week. The girls in action last night went over to the Perry tournament. I haven't had a real good chance to look yet, but how did things go?
Went pretty well. I made it for the back half of the night. I stuck around Carroll and ran practice for our boys' team and then packed up and got there kind of halfway through the semifinal round. Our girls were doing well, though. I mean, they had a pretty good night. Put a couple in the finals with a champ in Riley Massey.
Nice.
Sadie Smith got second. Anna Schutte got second. And then quite a few third-place finishes as well. So pretty good night overall for the girls. Ended up fourth in the team race, pretty close to third. You know, that's one of those spots where any little difference here or there, you know, extra bonus point or something like that could have made a difference. But our girls competed well.
And they've been wrestling well as of late. You know, coming off a good weekend last weekend, and things kind of going well for them here. You guys won the West Central Valley tournament a weekend ago and stuff. And it's sometimes it's the same girls, but other times you kind of got everybody. And I think last Saturday, everybody was involved in that win.
Yeah, you know, our girls team is very very balanced right now. We have a lot of girls stepping up and giving points, and you know, that's the fun part about a lot of those tournaments is every girl, you know, for the most part, every girl out there is finding a way to contribute, finding a way to score team points. And when you're able to put, you know, 10 or 11 girls in a tournament and all of them contribute, it helps a lot in the team score. You know, that goes a long ways. And so that's been really cool that we're able to fill that many weight classes and able to have that many girls that go out and compete day in and day out.
Who did you feel and who stood out for you when you looked at last weekend's results from the West Central Valley meet?
Oh, a lot of them. You know, a lot of girls were able to go out and get wins. Claire Allman has been, you know, so close in a lot of her matches, and being able to go out and put two wins together was big for her. You know, Sadie Smith had a good tournament. Riley Sommerfeld had a good tournament. A lot of our girls have just been kind of, you know, putting one tournament together after another, and it's something that we just want to keep the ball rolling on.
And I know Sadie had an interview the other day and talked about how close this group is. How much does that help this girls' team kind of have the success that they're having right now?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, it helps a ton. You never quite know what you're going to get with a group of high school girls, but they really, you know, they truly are very bonded together. They're close. They're supporting each other. They're picking each other up. So it really is awesome to see.
Riley Massey finished second for you last Saturday. What have you seen in growth from her?
She's wrestling a little smarter as the year goes on. You know, she's always had the aggression. She's always had the power. But at times early on, it almost cost her a few times. You know, she'd get a little over-ambitious on top or a little over-aggressive at a tie. Just kind of learning to take that aggression and that power that she has and channel it and be a little patient. You know, kind of let things come to her at times and know when to push and know when to settle. And so she's kind of growing in that, and that's paying off.
Coach, it was a very busy week for the boys this last week. You guys were down at Trey Center. Now you're back on the road again today and stuff. Actually, you're at home. You have your own tournament. I'm sorry about that. You got your own tournament coming up here this morning. So used to you guys having to travel, but you got your Bill Kane dual tournament coming up today. We'll talk about that one here in a second. But as we bounce back to last Saturday down to Trey Center, what did the guys take away from that meet?
You know, it was one that we only brought a few guys over to.
Yep.
Just kind of starting to be a little selective with who we bring where and, you know, where can we get guys their best experience. But the guys we took over there all gained valuable experience from it. You know, Beckett Wernemont had a couple tough matches and, you know, had some good wins in there and a couple losses that are, you know, things that we made fixable mistakes in. Same thing with McGuire Hoyt. He had a third-place finish, so he wrestled very well. And, he came off frustrated after his loss, and he's looking to grow from it, so that's good. You know, same thing with Will Atherton. He's doing things really well at times, and at times he knows he's letting things get away from him. So those are things that we're kind of focusing in on, and what do we need to do different moving forward, and kind of fine-tuning that as we head into this final stretch of the season.
Coach, you mentioned kind of being a little more selective. How do you go about kind of making that decision, and how different is it now compared to maybe right before break and earlier in the season on who's going to you know, the JV tournaments, who's going to those varsity tournaments?
Yeah, you know, we just kind of look at that on a kid-by-kid basis. You know, where are they at, confidence level, how's their season going? What do we think the weekend looks like for them potentially? You know, where are they going to get better experience? Because especially, you know, we got a really young team this year. A lot of those freshmen, a lot of sophomores, so really right now it's just about getting them the best possible opportunity to go out and compete and, you know, maybe find a little bit of success and have matches that they can be competitive and find ways to grow in. So, you know, some guys it may be different every week, but this is just one that, you know, Tri-Center is always a good, tough tournament, and we had the opportunity to send some guys down to Ogden for a JV tournament the night before, and, you know, a couple of them, it just felt like that was going to be the better move.
Coach, you have your own tournament, the dual tournament today. For you, what's better right now, do you feel, the dual tournaments or the individual tournaments? Where do you feel your team's more comfortable?
You know, there's good and bad in both of them. Duels are a little frustrating right now, giving up a couple forfeits.
Yep.
You know, I hate giving away easy points. So dual tournaments, you know, that part of your lineup's exposed. And, you know, you're starting every match down, you know, however many points that may be. You know, we can do a few things with our lineup to fill a few opens, but usually we're forfeiting three or four weights, so when you start a duel down, you know, potentially 18 to 24, you know, you got some ground to make up. But our guys, you know, that's the reality for our season. So we got to find ways to make up that gap. You know, the individual tournaments are good as well, because you got guys that can kind of make a run in their bracket and you know, move their way through and things like that. So really it's just we got a pretty good schedule having two dual tournaments and a lot of individuals. So we're happy with both opportunities.
Got Audubon, Johnston, Missouri Valley, Storm Lake, and Winterset coming. Johnston, I think it's usually their JV, but that's a tough lineup of teams coming in. So there should be some really good wrestling scene today up at Kemper Catholic.
Yep, that's the plan. We're definitely looking forward to it. Got a couple duels in there we know we can be competitive in. So kids have been talking about that all week, so I'm pretty excited to see them go out and get after it today.
Well, Coach, as always, I know you only got a couple hours of sleep last night getting back from that girls' meet down at Perry and then having to be up at the gym to get ready to go today. So we appreciate all the time here this morning. Good luck today. Get some rest, and we'll talk to you again here soon.
Sounds good. Talk to you later.
You bet. Head coach again, Shane Vaughn, with the Kemper girls and boys wrestling teams.
This is Tyler with Champion Ford. And if you haven't driven the Mustang Mach-E, you don't know what you're missing. Instant acceleration, efficiency, power, and loaded with technology you will love, all at an incredible value. Right now at Champion Ford, you can lease a brand new Mach-E for just $299 a month. You heard that right, just $299 a month. With a deal like this, these won't last long. Come experience the Mach-E today at Champion Ford, where everybody wins.
Randy Beeson, the head coach for the Carroll Tigers, who have jumped into the rankings, has joined us here on this Saturday morning on the Peter Ranch Coaches Show. And not to put any pressure on you, Coach, but congrats crawling into the rankings this week. It's got to feel pretty good, or at this point of the season, does that matter much to you?
We told the guys at the beginning of practice when the rankings came out that congrats, kind of like the same thing you said to me, congrats. It's got to feel good knowing that you're being recognized. But let it feel good for about 30 more seconds, because once you start practice, it doesn't mean anything, right? Like, it's supposed to make you feel good, pat yourself on the back. But the problem with that is it makes you feel good, and then you think, man, we're pretty good, and we don't have to work as hard, and that's not the case. So we celebrated for about 2 minutes before practice the other day, and then we said, all right, it means nothing. That means more people want to beat you, even maybe more than what they did before. So let's move on and let's keep trying to get a little better. So, yeah, proud of the guys for putting themselves in a position to do that. But we're not going to think that that means anything else besides someone thinks you're doing an okay job. So,
well, must have got the message across. You guys played... sounds like a really good basketball game, minus maybe the final minute and a half over at Carlisle, and really controlled a pretty good ball club, especially on the defensive end. You come out of there with an 11-point win, but had that game in control in the third quarter.
Yeah, we did a really good job defensively the first time. I mean, this was the first game of the year for us when we played them to start the season with the Kemper game getting rescheduled. So they had two really good players, and in that first game we had said we have to do a good job and make those other guys beat us, and we didn't do that the first time we played them. The Schulte kid had 4 or 5 threes, and the Osterhaus kid, even though he shot a pretty poor percentage, he shot 28 times. He was 7 for 28 in that game. So we said this time, you know, we can't let him touch the ball that much. We can't let him get up that many shots. So we did a really good job in the first half. They did not have a made field goal in the first half. So Mac did a good job. He was face guarding one of them. Jake Jorgensen was face guarding the other one. Did a really nice job. So we did our job in the first half. Unfortunately, in the second half, we didn't do quite as good of a job. And a lot of that was late in the game. But a really good job defensively by our guys of focusing and executing the scouting report and doing a good job. And we were up 20 points, 19 points with about 5 minutes to go. So did a little subbing, and they made their little run there at the end and made it closer than what it was. But our guys did a nice job all night.
Coach Louie almost comes up with a triple-double with blocks and rebounds and points. Jay Schabel comes off the bench as 13. Jake Jorgensen, 9. Mac had 8 points and 7 boards. Jared Moore with 14 points. Trey Tasso is 7. This really looks like, in looking at the numbers, kind of a really good team overall win.
Yeah, for sure. Louis, this was Louis' coming out party to start the season, where I think he had 12 blocks and 10 rebounds and 9 points, missed out on a triple-double. So he was able to kind of do the same thing again last night as far as just blocking shots around the basket and getting some rebounds and scoring around the basket. So he had a really nice game and made it tough on Osterhaus driving to the basket. Chiz Schaible came off the bench, had 2 threes in the first half, had another one in the second half, and was a nice little spark, doing some nice things, knocking down some shots. But yeah, it was a group effort. Lots of guys did some nice things, and some guys played some extra minutes, and we tried to play fast because we knew that they weren't super deep. So, in the first half, we tried to slow it down a little bit, just especially in the half court of switching up and doing some different things defensively. So it seemed like a slower game. In the second half, we switched it up and said, hey, let's play our game, pressure and deny, press a little bit, and try to make it as fast-paced as we can. And guys did a good job of getting the ball passed ahead in transition and getting some easy ones in transition. So, it took a little bit of everybody. Mac ended up with 7 or 8 rebounds, and so that's a good thing for him. But it was definitely a group effort. Lots of guys stepped up and did some nice things.
Back-to-back road wins for you now in the Raccoon River Conference as you went over in Gilbert on Tuesday. That kind of sparked you guys maybe jumping into the rankings here in this week. But what did you do well to pull out a hard-fought win on the road?
Yeah, we knew that was going to be a big one. They're fighting for that third, fourth place in the conference. It seems like Ballard and ADM are up at the top, and then it's everybody else behind them. So we knew going on the road to their place was going to be a tough one. And, it was pretty even in the first quarter, 11-11, and we had a four-point lead at halftime, and had still had that four-point lead going to the fourth quarter, and we weren't great offensively. But we did a pretty good job defensively of controlling some of those guys. And all of a sudden we lost the lead there with about 3 minutes to go in the game. So it's one of those things where it's like, man, we played a pretty good game. And all of a sudden they hit back-to-back threes and puts us down. But we made the first three of the game. Trey made a three to start the game. And Mac hit a big three in the fourth quarter with about 3 minutes to go. Those were the only 2 threes we made the whole game. I think we were 2 for 20 on the night. So, and then we made some plays down the stretch. Jared ran out of bounds play, and Jared was reading the defense and found a way to get to the basket and took a 2-point lead, got a stop, got the ball back, and Mac drove, and it was a loose ball, and Louis got his hands on it and got finished around the basket for a putback to put us up 4. So, really did a nice job of finding a way to win that game when it could have been the other way around once we lost that lead there in the fourth quarter. And then Trey made a couple free throws after they were forced to foul with about 5 seconds to go. We took care of it 3 times while they were fouling, and Trey made 2 free throws to kind of seal the deal. So that was a big win for us. And again, going on the road last night to Carlisle, anytime you go on the road, you never quite know what's going to happen and how the game's going to be called and what's going to happen on someone else's home floor. So it was a big week for us this week, and we're happy to find a way to win 2 big road games.
Now you get to come home. You mentioned ADM fighting, for the conference lead with Ballard, but you've got a chance to tie them in the loss column for second place as you host them coming up on Tuesday. What do you need to do to get out of here with that win and get kind of right back into the hunt for the conference?
Yeah, they're really good. The Lawrenson kid and the Bright kid are two really, really good players, and they have a lot of good pieces around them. So we have to find a way to slow those two guys down especially, and then they're really good defensively as well. We struggled to score. They took us out of our offense. We ended up taking a lot of bad shots, forced contested shots because we couldn't get any within our offense, and then guys were just attacking and kind of being out of control. So we didn't get a lot of good shots against them the first time and got down early right away. So we'll have to play a little bit better defense on their two good players. And hopefully offensively, I think we're better than what we were, you know, a month ago or 3 or 4 weeks ago. So, I mean, again, anytime you can play at home in front of our crowd in a fun environment, our guys should be excited to do that. And we'll hope that we're ready to play and see what happens.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all the time. Enjoy the weekend. Go get ADM on Tuesday. And I know we'll have that game covered, and we'll have you covered over at Gilbert in the tournament Saturday as well. So appreciate you joining us here today, and best of luck.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate all the coverage.
You bet. Head Coach Randy Beeson again with the Carroll Boys basketball team. We're back with more here on the Pete's Ranch Coaches Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Dirks, orthopedic surgeon at St. Anthony Regional Hospital in Carroll. Along with my colleague, Dr. Rick Godding, I'd like to invite you to a special community health talk. If you're living with joint pain, considering joint replacement, or simply want to better understand your treatment options, this event is for you. Join us Thursday, January 29th from 6 to 7 p.m. as we discuss the joint replacement process, recovery expectations, and the latest advancement in orthopedic care, including the Mako robot. We'll even show you how it works with a live demonstration. This event will be held in the St. Anthony Conference Room on the fourth floor of the St. Anthony Surgery Center. It's free to attend, and some refreshments will be provided.
Please call to reserve your spot today by calling Brandy at St. Anthony Hospital at 712-794-5242. St. Anthony Regional Hospital. Always look to the cross. Always St. Anthony.
Kemper boys basketball 3-0 this last week with the wins on the road at Glenwood, Denison, Schleswig, and also up at West Lyon last Saturday playing that game. Matt Dort joining us right now here on the Pete's Ranch Coaches Show is head coach Sean Minahan. And coach, I tell you what, wow, your team offensively and defensively really clicking right now. Three really convincing wins, and two of those against what's really solid ball clubs.
Yeah, it was a good week. You know, guys have been working hard in practice and showing, so it's nice to see.
Last night, 89-53 against Glenwood. I know some people, because that's not an easy place to play. They came in 8-3, playing pretty well. You're 9-3. How were you able to just absolutely dominate that first half, up 52-32 at the halftime?
Yeah, I mean, Glenwood is always a fun environment down there. They had a big crowd. They had a youth thing. They recognized their youth guys before the game. That was fun. Pet band was awesome, so it was a really, really fun environment, and our guys just went out and responded. They had some shots, kind of went back and forth early in the first quarter, but our ball movement was really, really good. Our movement without the ball was really good. Teddy got us going early. He was cutting really well. Guys were seeing him on his cuts. He was scoring the easy baskets, and then we just shot the ball extremely well. Got them to collapse on the paint and just got some inside-out looks, and guys were knocking down the shots from the outside.
I tell you what, glad to hear that, Coach. The defense, too. You give up 49, 37, and 53 this week. How good was the defense last night, and where's that defense at this point of the season?
You know, it's still coming. I think we're doing a much better job of communicating. That was the biggest thing, we've been trying to stress. I think that was one of the big things we lost when Brock went out with his injury. Was he's that leader and on the court guy who really communicates well and would help get people in the right spot. And I would say collectively as a group, they're doing a really good job of all guys are communicating to each other. We're getting our switches on their actions and taking away other teams' best players pretty consistently.
What did you guys do defensively last night? Is it your typical man? Did you press a little more? Was it the half court? Where were you at your best defensively?
Just half court. We never went out and pressed at all. We just really wanted to buckle down on keep them from attacking the middle. They run a lot of sets and making sure we're getting matched up correctly out of those sets, not allowing open shots. And they shot the ball, percentage-wise, pretty good in the first half. They hit four for nine from three. So you know, that's a pretty decent for you know, shooting percentage. But at the same time, I think for the most part, we're limiting open looks. One of their threes they made was a banked in shot. So, you know, sometimes that stuff happens. But for the most part, I thought our guys did a really good job of communicating. We were really effective on ball screens and kept their point guard from facilitating for them as well.
Is there anybody that's playing like exceptionally well defensively for you right now? Is this kind of just a group effort?
You know, I think it's just a group effort. You know, Ryan's done a good job inside, getting a lot of block shots. You know, Dylan is getting out and getting rebounds, or not rebounds, they're getting steals. You know, Teddy Perkins does a great job. Jack's doing a great job. Griffin's doing a great job. Tanner Bating does a really good job when he comes in. Jordan's really improved his defense as well. We're trying to get a couple minutes here and there from some of the younger guys. Easton, we were able to sneak him in there a little bit at the end of the very end of the first half. And then when those guys, the nice thing about getting those running clock, it gets those younger guys opportunity to get a full quarter of gameplay in front of a varsity crowd, so experience, and really trying to challenge those guys to make sure when we go out there in the fourth quarter, it's not. You know, sometimes that in the game situation like that can get a little sloppy. So really trying to challenge them to make sure they're still playing at a high level.
Coach, last Saturday up at Dort against West Lyon, they were able to get, I thought, into the lane and get to the rim a little bit in the first quarter. You led it 17-16, but you changed up something, don't know what it was, but you did a better job of keeping them out of the lane and not letting them get to the rim on the dribble drive the rest of the game. They still scored 10, 12, and 11, but you guys, with that, able to just kind of pull away. You end up winning that game by 22, a pretty comfortable win that felt like it was over already about mid part of the third quarter. So what did you do different, and how was the offense just so consistent, 17, 20, 17, and 17 in the four quarters?
You know, defensively, honestly, we didn't really change anything. We just did what we wanted to do, did it better.
Yeah.
You know, we wanted to stress, you know, keeping them from attacking the middle. You know, they weren't a team that shoots the ball very well from the outside, but they are big, strong, and athletic. They're going to attack the basket. And if you let them get in there, they were big and athletic and could finish. So we wanted to do a better job of keeping them from attacking the middle. I mean, we changed our ball screen with covers a little bit more. We iced it, meaning we just kept it to the sideline and not, instead of letting them come over top and trying to blitz it, we just tried to keep it pinned on the sideline. That limited their access to the court and prevented them from getting the easy attacks to the rim. And then offensively, it was just their defense. You know, our defense, we didn't want to keep them out of the middle. Their defense, it was more funneled to the middle and try to collapse on it. But we were able to attack. And, you know, we had some guys, you know, Jordan was huge for us, hit a bunch of big shots. They went zone. He went crazy. He had to get three threes in the third quarter against their zone. I'm trying to think. Griffin shot the ball well. So it was just, you know, it was a team effort. Ryan was amazing. He had like 20-some that game. I can't remember. Take it back to it. But, you know, it was just a really complete team effort.
You got three games coming up this week at Harlan Monday. You travel that nice short drive down to Clarinda on Tuesday, and then you're home to Creston coming up on Friday. And then actually Saturday, you're over at the Gilbert Tournament against Grandview Christian. So four games next week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Or not Thursday, but Monday, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday. So how do you get this group ready to go?
You know, let them relax a little bit today, and you know, we've already gone against Harlan a time before. They're big and physical. They're kind of still trying to find their rhythm. And they're a team that you don't want to sleep on. It's still a Harlan team that they're going to show up and compete. They're physical kids that are more than capable of making a run and scoring some points and challenge you defensively. So we just need to try to build off of this past week, you know, focusing on our defense where we're playing it as a team, as a unit, and offensively it's the same idea. Just it's about the team and understanding that, you know, what, depending on what the defense wants to take away, it just opens up another opportunity for somebody else, which means moving without the basketball becomes that much more important and not so much just trying to break people down one-on-one.
Well, Coach, get some rest. Congrats on the way this team's playing right now. Appreciate you joining us here today, and best of luck coming up next week.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You bet. Head Coach Sean Manahan again with the Kemper Boys basketball team, back with more here on the Peach Ranch Coaches Show.
Feeling the pinch of rising insurance costs? At Lens Insurance, we understand, and we're here to help. We work in partnership with Auto Owners Insurance to find the coverage you need at a rate that fits your budget. With Auto Owners, you get more than a policy. You get peace of mind, backed by local experts who care. So stop stressing about your premiums and call me, Amanda Riesberg, at Lens Insurance, and ask if Auto Owners makes sense for you. Call 792-1700 for a quote today.
Katie Cook, the head girls basketball coach with the Carroll Tigers, joining us on this Saturday morning. The Tigers made the long trip over to Carlisle for maybe the last time, at least a part of the Raccoon River Conference anyway, as they headed over there on Friday night. Coach, it's always good to catch up with you, and wow, what a long ride. Are you going to miss that bus ride? Heard you talking a little bit about Nick, you know, the last time maybe being over there, at least as conference foes.
No, this farewell tour that we're on right now is this one I'm not going to miss, you know, A, yeah. Because Carlisle's really good, and B, because the bus ride is awful.
Yeah, I was going to say, this has got to be the longest trip in the entire conference because, you know, you're all the way to the southeast side of the Des Moines area, and I've made that trip a lot. I will tell you, with Nick living in Ames, I do not miss making that trip down to Carlisle. I will say that I miss getting to see you guys play, but I don't miss that drive. But last night, Macy Comito, I mean, she's going to Iowa State. We talked a lot about her the first time you guys played. This time she ended up having a really good offensive game, the way it sounds. Shot well, but it sounded like you defended her well and didn't make the shots easy.
Yeah, she had five threes in the first half, and they were tough threes. I mean, she's just really good. Sure to putting two people on her at all times, and she's got me stumped. So kudos to Carlisle. You got to give them the credit. They're a really, really good team.
Yeah, and it's not just her. They've got the other girls that can make plays. How did you feel like you defended the rest of the team?
You know, we tried a couple different things. We tried some zone, and just we competed with them better this time around than we did the first time around. Put up more points. So I'm proud of our progress that way. We've got to box out better. And that'll solve four of our problems.
A lot of the trouble coming, were they offensive rebounds for them?
Yeah, you know, more than I'd like to see. I don't want to give up any offensive rebounds.
Right.
But, you know, we've got a handful there that they're putting back in. And, you know, 10 points is 10 points.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys better offensively this time against them. What went better for you?
You know, I think we just moved the ball better in our zone. Against their zone. Got better looks. Allie had a lot of offensive rebounds and putbacks. Allie Cook did for us, so that helped.
What did she do to be able to come up with that many offensive rebounds?
You know, she's just got a lot of fight in her. She
yep.
just goes and gets the dang thing. She's a strong kid. She's, you know, she's hungry for that ball. And she was able to finish those putbacks. It was nice to see. I think she finished with 16 points. And Chloe Cook had 15. You know, we only put up 35 points. So they really did the bulk of the scoring for us.
What happened with the other girls? Was it just really good defense, or was it just one of those nights where shots weren't falling for the other girls?
You know, it is really good defense, and maybe just a little timid when it comes to driving into the basket. You know, shots weren't hitting. Bella Lou had a three, and I think Allie hit a three, and those might have been the only threes we had all night. So just not hitting from there, maybe a little trigger shy. But again, all things we can look at.
Yeah, absolutely. Learning from these games, Coach. You guys headed over to Gilbert. It's kind of been a tough three-game stretch for you guys with North Polk and then Gilbert and then Carlisle. You fell at Gilbert the other night, 50-39. As you look back at that one, a kind of a slow start, but played much better, it looks like, in the second half.
Yeah, we certainly did. Unfortunately, you know, we just didn't seem ready to go there in the first half. And they've got a really good guard in Callie Hales. I think she finished with 18 points. We had a tough time with her. We had a tough time scoring against their zone. They have a pretty good 2-3 zone that, you know, we just weren't flowing on offense that night. It wasn't a great night for us.
Do you feel like the defense is still playing well for you this stretch with three straight losses, but all of them coming to really good ball clubs?
Yeah, I think we're fine. We have had a tough stretch, but we're still right there. Our girls are still motivated. They're still working hard. They still are hungry to get better every day. So we're just trying, you know, just keep grinding. I mean, we're at that point in the season where we're kind of comfortable with who we are as a team and what we can do and what we can't do. So what we can do, we're going to try and do it really well.
You guys don't slow down. You've got ADM coming to your place coming up on Tuesday. Then you turn right around. Last year you gave San Albert their only loss of the season as they went on to win a state championship in Class 1A. This year they're sitting 11-1. They'd been kind of ranked number one all season until falling to Newell Fonda the other day, which was a rematch of the championship game from a year ago. But what are you looking at coming up this next week?
Yeah, it's going to be, we're looking at another tough week. ADM is a good matchup for us. It'll be nice to have them at our place this time. They've got some good size in the middle. They've got some good shooters. They put some pressure on, so I think it'll be a good primer for when we see St. Albert on Thursday.
Looking forward to that rematch because I'm sure they probably are, being the only loss they had a year ago.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, Jeff, my sights are set right now on ADM.
Yep.
We've got them first, so I haven't looked too much into St. Albert yet.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all of the time. Enjoy your weekend, and looking forward to catching up with you and the girls here soon.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
You bet. Head Coach Katie Cook again with the Carroll Girls Basketball Team. We're back with more here on the Pete's Ranch Coaches Show on KCIM.
If you have money sitting in a regular savings or checking account, I can show you how you could be getting higher interest. Hi, this is Chris Dirks, personal banker with Iowa Savings Bank. At ISB, we have incredible CD rates that are fixed. Contact me, Chris Dirks, at Iowa Savings Bank to find out what CD specials we have to offer you and start earning money on your deposit today.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Account conditions and qualifications apply. All loans are subject to ISB loan policies and regulatory requirements.
We're back here on the Pete's Ranch Coaches Show. Let's talk a little Kemper girls basketball. Justin Yetmar is joining us right now. Knights have been very, very impressive since the break, especially over the last week or so, picking up a couple of wins this last week, blowing out Dennis and Schleswig on Tuesday, and then doing the same against a good Glenwood ball club on Friday night on the road. Both of those wins, Coach, on the road. You stay right in the hunt for the Hawkeye 10 Conference Championship, so congratulations on a couple of wins, especially that one last night.
Yeah, appreciate it, Jeff. The girls, they played their tails off and they executed at an extremely high level, and we kind of saw what we could ultimately be, which is a really fun, really good basketball team. So it was a great night.
Sounds like you shot it really, really well, and you've kind of started to see that come on, right?
We have, and the key is we just keep talking good shots into great shots, and the girls are playing really, really unselfish. We're getting open looks, and it's all due to just the unselfish nature of this team and willing to make that extra pass and looking for their teammates. And, you know, anytime you hit 11 threes, you're going to, you know, likely find yourself in a successful spot, and that's what happened last night at Glenwood.
Who shot it really well for you, or was it kind of a collective group?
It was a collective group. You know, Kaylee went 4 of 6. She's really starting to find her shot, which is great news for us. Addie Antover went 2 of 2. Charlotte went 1 of 2. You know, and she's shooting it at a 40% clip. And then Mackenzie Utmar came off the bench, and she gave us a great spark last night. She went 3 of 5 from deep, and she handled her pressure really well. She took some pressure off of Elsa, and you know, I thought she played a really good floor game. And then, you know, she hit a couple shots, which is just a added bonus for us.
Coach, it sounds like the defense was as good as the offense last night.
It really was. They had the leading scorer in the conference, or one of, McChesney girl. She's a really good player, really quick, can shoot it. You know, and we started, Elsa had the initial assignment, and then, you know, Morgan Mashing came in, and, you know, she is just such a weapon that we have. She's really strong. She's really quick. You know, she's very smart and understands where the opponent wants to get, and she does what she can to eliminate that. So she was huge off the bench. You know, we held her to 8. I think 4 of those came at the free throw line. So yeah, the girls, they bought in, they executed, and they kind of saw the end result.
Coach, and it's kind of a similar game to what you had, I thought, you know, Tuesday night when I was over the defense. Great, you held Dennis and Schleswig to 2 in the first quarter. I thought you shot it pretty well that night. I go back to when you guys played Carlisle at Iowa Central. I don't know if I've told you this. I chatted with Coach Flaws after their game from Carlisle, and he goes, that team's going to win an awful lot of games because they've got a lot of girls that can really shoot it, and we saw that in the second half, and I think you've just continued to grow there. But a good shooting night and another great defensive night. Yell Dennis and Schleswig in single digits in 3 of the quarters.
Yeah, and we just keep preaching it, and honestly we get a ton of shots up in practice, and then, you know, we do a lot of defensive work, and really this past week has been, I would say, 90% defensive focused. It's what we're going to hang our hat on. You know, we're confident in how we're going to shoot the basketball. But it's also basketball, and you know, have to be in a position where you can, you know, lock down defensively if shots aren't falling. And, you know, the girls, they're just really active, and it's just effort and energy. And the best part is we're making stops, and then we're getting rebounds. You know, Glenwood is a really good offensive rebounding team, and we really did a good job keeping them off the glass. Addie Antover, we had her for 9 rebounds. You know, she was just really active, and we emphasized, you know, getting great stops is only as good as if you get the rebound. And, you know, we did a good job of team rebounding last night.
And I know Olivia Schinkelberg had a really good rebounding night for you the other night. If you get her and Addie going at the same time, your inside game is as good as what your outside game is, and you guys are loaded, as we've talked about, on the perimeter.
Yeah, Olivia played excellent. She's getting confident. It's fun to see her trust in what she works on in practice. She had a really nice spin move that led to a bucket. You know, so it's just those small growth, you know, moments that, you know, confidence is a heck of a thing. And, you know, once they get confident and start seeing, you know, all the work they put in, start seeing the ball go through the hoop, and it's fun. She had an excellent week. You know, she's kind of that quiet girl that, you know, she's going to go out and put 6 points and 8 rebounds up, and, you know, she loves that role. She buys into it, and, you know, that's what's going to lead us to, you know, in February when we need it the most.
Coach, I look at the schedule for you guys next week, and it's good that you've really developed some great depth this year, because you got Harlan on the road Monday. You make that nice short drive down to Clarinda, and I say that sarcastically, of course, on Tuesday. Thursday, you host a good Earlham ball club, and then Friday, you're home to Creston. So at least only two of those games on the road, and the back half of the week is home, which should help a little bit. But four games in a five-game stretch, there's not a lot of time to put practice in, to put game plans in. So veteran ball club, a deep ball club is probably going to be beneficial this week.
It is. Yeah. I don't quite know what I did with the schedule, but that's okay. I think the girls want to play, you know, and it's, if we can keep building and keep carrying this momentum, you know, in the positive direction that we've had, you know, the past three games, you know, it's set up to be a great week for us. We have four really good opponents, I mean, really, really good teams. So we're going to have to be at our best. The girls know that. And I think if you ask them, they'd say, let's go play a game versus hearing me in practice. So, yeah, we knew we had kind of this next week. You know, I wouldn't say we were focused on it, but it was kind of sitting there in the background. And, you know, like I say, the girls are – they're just confident. They want to keep playing basketball, and they'll obviously get the opportunity next week with four games in five nights.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all of the time. Congrats on how this team is playing right now. I think it's just going to continue to get better and better and better, and you guys are going to stay right in that hunt for that Hawkeye 10 Conference Championship. So appreciate you joining us here today. Best of luck. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll see you next week.
I appreciate it, Jeff. Thanks for the coverage, as always.
You bet. Head coach Justin Yetmar again with the Kemper girls basketball team. We're back with more here on the Pete's Ranch Coachy Show.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pete's Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pete's Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pete's Ranch, just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Deb Danner, the head boys swim coach, joining us here on this Saturday morning. The Tigers making their way up to Fort Dodge for another weekend tournament coming up a little bit later on today, but have had another outstanding week under head coach Deb Danner, who's joining us right now. Deb, is always good to catch up with you, and wow, congratulations. What a week for you and the boys.
Oh, yeah. The boys had a great week for swimming, so yeah, it's been an exciting week for them.
Let's start last Saturday. You guys went over to the Johnston Invite. I think you felt like you had a chance to do well over there, but maybe for the first time in all the years I've been talking to you, you said that the guys, they exceeded expectations. Is that a way I can put it?
Yeah, you can put it that way. they swam very well. We ended up third. Was hoping for second place, but just didn't quite happen. Johnston kind of threw us off a little bit. We had seen Johnston at Ames, but I had forgotten that he was missing some of his key swimmers. So okay. I was geared up thinking we got them, and we did not get them.
Oh, and you know what it's like when some of your top performers aren't there, right?
Oh, absolutely, yes. It's tough, but... Yeah, you know, and he was ready for us, so they managed to get past us, but that's all right. They still had some great swims, and it was still a great day for the boys.
You said a lot of PRs there. Who and what were some of those PRs?
Oh, everybody was just swimming really well. Andrew Swenson finally went under a minute in his 100 freestyle. Why can't I think of his name right now?
That never happens to you.
I know. Cohen, he's been under a minute before, but he won a 57, and that was just fantastic for him. He was real happy with that. Luca Granginette has just started swimming for us. Finally got out of his cast so he could start swimming. He did very well. He's swimming some really good times considering he hasn't been in the water for 6 months. So, you know, it was great to see that. Brody Screen went a personal best in his 100 breaststroke. So he was super excited about that. So hopefully we can just kind of keep that trend going for him. But yeah, you know, it's my, you know, Legan, Tegan, West and them, we're swimming what they normally swim, and that's great. But it's great to see some of these other kids starting to pick it up and start to perform better. So those are the ones I really kind of been focusing on.
Coach, you mentioned Mr. Granginette, first time swimming and competing in 6 months. How is he able to stay in some kind of condition without being able to get into the pool? Because swimming is it's a hard thing. I can't do it, but it can't be an easy thing.
It's really not easy at all. Yeah, he runs. We would send him to the weight room, and he would bike, and he would lift. And it kept him strong, but when it comes time to actually swimming and trying to breathe, that's a whole nother story. You know, you don't get to just breathe as you please. It's all in the timing. But, you know, BNC was a swimmer already. It didn't take him just too long to get back into that. So, we worked him hard, and it's been tough, but he's really come along great.
You guys get close to any meet records over there with any of the times that some of the guys swam?
I don't know what their meet records were for that meet, but, you know, school records, we're not quite there yet.
Okay.
You know, we got, like, not quite 2 seconds off the 200 free relay yet. And it doesn't sound like a lot, but it's a lot in swimming, so... you know, we're going to kind of shoot for that today and see if we can kind of get that one down. But, no, not a lot of school records were obtained or even close to being getting yet, so.
I ask because I know that some of the guys, they wanted to kind of rewrite that record book, they've gotten a few, but there's a few more up there I think they want.
Yeah, we're really looking at that 2 free relay right now to get that down. It's a pretty old record, and we're just all getting tired of looking at it. So.
How are those guys swimming right now?
Really well. You know, we're going to Fort Dodge. It's going to be a fast pool. It's always a fast pool, so that's kind of exciting. So this is the one meet, I think, if we're going to hit that record outside of districts, it'll happen at Fort Dodge.
Okay, best chance for it to happen. You guys also on Tuesday got a home meet. You hosted Des Moines Lincoln. Kind of a tight one, but you picked up the team win 89-81. What did you feel like was the difference?
Yeah, so the relays is what really did it for us.
Yep.
You know, we took a lot of first place finishes, but we didn't have a lot of second, thirds. Picked up a few fourths and fifths, but we just kind of need to start placing a little bit higher to make it a little bit easier on those meets. But the relays is what really captured it for us.
Coach, Fort Dodge, Atlantic, Bishop Garrigan, Carroll, Decorah, Sioux City West, Spencer, and Waterloo West all going to be up there today. You guys getting everything underway at about 10 o'clock this morning. So the usual is probably Spencer, Sioux City West. Who else is going to be the best competition for you guys today?
Yeah, so like you said, Sioux City will be the top competition there. Spencer's going to have some really good swimmers, and we haven't seen Decorah, but seeing what they have listed in bound right now, you know, they're going to have a few really good swimmers. They've got a really good freshman this year, so kind of looking forward to seeing what he looks like. So it'll be a fun meet.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all the time. Wish you the best of luck coming up today, and looking forward to catching up with you next week, which I know is one of your favorite weeks of the season.
Right, yes. Thank you.
You bet. Head coach Deb Danner again with the Carroll Boys Swim Team. We're back with more here on the Peach Ranch Coaches Show.
Life is busy. Your car service shouldn't be. At New Way Ford Service Department, we make it easy. Schedule your service online, and we'll even pick up and deliver your vehicle for free right here in the area. We have 7 full-time technicians ready to take care of your vehicle. And if it's your first time giving us a try, enjoy 50% off an oil change. That's expert Ford service on your schedule, done the new way. Book today at newwayford.com, where service just got simple.
We're back here on the Pete's Ranch Coaches Show. We can talk a little Carroll girls wrestling right now as head coach Joe Daniels is joining us. Coach, as always, congrats on a really nice week and appreciate you joining us here as you guys are on the road to Waukee Northwest this morning.
Of course, yeah. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Let's bounce back. Earlier this week on Thursday, you guys got a chance to wrestle against both Creston and Winterset. Picked up a couple of nice team wins. That also means that your individuals wrestled really well as well. What jumped off the board for you about what you saw from the girls on Thursday night?
Well, I think we talked about last week with the girls, you know, we talked about now's the time to turn the corner. And this is a good group. I mean, they're always 100% bought into whatever we tell them. So when we told them it was time to, you know, hit the gas, they were all in on that. They haven't looked back since. Got third place at the West Marshall tournament.
Yep.
And, you know, we kind of talked about that a little bit last week where most of those matches we were coming in blind. We had no scouting report. We had no idea what we were up against. So for them to go in there and do what they did there, place third, you know, there was some technical difficulties there, some track wrestling issues. We were literally in that gym for 12 or 13 hours by the time it was all said and done. Some of our girls had 6 matches in there and, you know, never once complained, just went to work. And you know, that carried over into Thursday. We were ready to go. I mean, Creston and Winterset have always been good teams, boys and girls side. You don't just walk in there and beat them. You got to be ready to go. So just as a team, the overall, you know, once the warm-up started and all the game faces came on, we knew they were ready to go. We probably could have started warming up our bus because when we start seeing the girls lock in like that, we know what we got.
Yeah, what was the difference, do you think, in the two matches?
You know, same thing that I've been saying all along. Just as the season goes on, they get better and better at it. But our main philosophy is to score first, get on the board first, let the opponent have to catch up so we never have to catch up. And then we can push the pace a little bit after that. You know, there's no nerves left. You've got a lead. You can wrestle loose. You can let things fly, get to your offense more. And that's exactly what they did. You know, had a couple of real, real tough matches there, real close coming down to the wire. Girls stayed calm, stayed confident. You know, had to go 2 or 3 minutes in bad situations and just wait it out, do your best, try to get up, try to get away. Had some matches going, you know, 5, 6, or 7 to 8. And these are against opponents. I mean, we wrestled Creston in our very first duel of the year. And some of these matches, we were losing 13-1.
Right.
And now it's, you know, we're winning 5-6. So, you know, that's a big difference. That's a big, big difference. And it all comes down to not panicking when you're in a bad situation, just trusting the fact that your skill will get you through, get you to the right position, you'll get those points back, and just wrestling fluid, and that's what they did.
One person back on the mats for you, and it's nice to see her back out there, Bree Kiger. Sounds like she came out like a kid typically does when you haven't had a chance to be on the mats a lot and you finally get a chance to be back out there because you're cleared and healthy and ready to go.
Right. She definitely didn't go unnoticed. as soon as we had her weigh in, all the coaches from the other teams were kind of looking at each other. They started changing some of the game plans. All of a sudden, the lineups looked a little different than what the original preliminary lineups looked like. But that's what you get. I mean, that's what you get when you have somebody like that and they're in the middle of your lineup. It does a lot for you. You know, we've talked several times while Bree was out that we have these girls at the beginning of our lineup and at the end of our lineup, and you can't dodge all of them. But now that we reinsert Bree Kiger into the middle of the lineup, now it's even harder. And, you know, honestly, she, the only thing that, that she did wrong was her pace was a little fast. She came out like a cannonball. and we told her, you know, you got to slow that down.
Yep.
She was just pushing girls, had 100% control of every single situation. Never once did it even look like she might be in trouble. Took care of business, and you know, she's got a job to do, and she did it. So
yeah, absolutely. And that sounds like her to come out just laser focused. Coach, you mentioned the West Marshall tournament last Saturday. Emma Daniels brought home a championship for you. The only champion, but you had so many other girls place. That's how you were able to get up into third place. Maggie Dirks took third for you. Had Destiny Rizelman finish up in second. Emma Grossman finished in fourth. So a good overall strong day. Who stood out for you about the way they wrestled that day?
Well, it's real easy to talk about the girls that get to the finals.
Yep.
I think they usually get a lot of the spotlight, but in our sport, it's the unsung heroes that are winning the matches on the backside.
Yep.
You know, Destiny Rizelman and Emma Daniels doing what they came there to do, getting a job done, making it to the finals, you know, wrestling three or four matches to get there. But people like Dirks, Margaret Dirks and Cammy Jones, who had to win four or five matches on the backside to get all the way up into the third and fourth place match. You know, I mean, Margaret Dirks had three matches last year, and now we've got her out in the middle of the state wrestling six matches in one day against opponents she's never even heard of. And that's a testament to her toughness. She absolutely got after it. Some of those matches went long, almost full time. By the end, she was just absolutely exhausted, but never did quit. And those points on the backside are really what makes or breaks you. So, those unsung heroes, I like to call them, those are the heroes at a tournament for sure. That being said, you know, I mean, Emma Daniels, you don't get much more consistent than that. Just another tournament under the belt. If I believe that's four in a row, she's won. She hasn't lost since, I don't even remember. I think December, like, 5th or 6th.
Yeah, it was really early in the season. Yeah.
I think she's on, like, an 18 or 20 match win streak. So, I mean, you know, that's – we kind of – you just expect that. That's just a given. Today will be different for most of our girls. Today they will see almost every person they wrestle against is going to be, you know, a known name, a lot of ranked girls. Big test for us.
Yeah, is this the toughest tournament you think you'll be at all year till maybe the state tournament?
Absolutely. That's why we go here. Yep. no doubt about it. We show up there. I mean, Raccoon River is a nationally ranked team. They're no joke. I think they almost doubled our team score at West Marshall. They're going to be there, and then you also have, you know, like Cedar Falls and Fort Dodge and Ames, and all the big name schools are there. And they put that together on purpose. They want it to be tough, and they only want teams to show up that are going to take it serious, and that's why we keep getting invited back.
Well, I tell you what, Coach, you've done a great job with this team and this program. Glad to see Bree back out there. Wish you the best of luck today. Have good travels over to Waukee. And, again, thanks for joining us here today. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
You bet. Head Coach Joe Daniels again with the Carroll Girls Wrestling Team. We're back with more here on KCIM.
A highlight home for Mid-Iowa Real Estate, new price at 409 East Valley Drive. Quiet living at this two-bedroom condo. Both bedrooms feature their own private baths, main level laundry, fireplace in the living area, kitchen appliances included, private deck, and a double car garage. Snow removal and lawn care are provided in the condo association dues, so check out 409 East Valley Drive with a great new price of $230,000. This is Holly Schreck with another quality offering from Mid-Iowa Real Estate. Take your tour at midiowateam.com.
Pizza Ranch Coaches Show rolling on this Saturday morning. Jeff Blankman talking right now with Eric Noggle. Of course, he is the boys' wrestling coach with the Carroll Tigers, who are on quite a tear right now and wrestling extremely well. Coach, it's always good to catch up with you. How you doing?
I'm exhausted. That's what I am.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted.
It's been pretty hectic. Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday, and now you're back on the road again, heading over to the Perry tournament. We'll talk about that here in just a moment. But, Thursday night, you got that opportunity to make that extremely short drive, right, over to Winterset to take on both Creston and Winterset, and you came away with a couple of really nice wins. So I guess if you're going to have to, you know, take that, two-hour bus ride or whatever, it's probably worth it to come out of there with a couple of wins.
Yeah, driving to Winterset to make a two-hour trip, you better come out and make the best of it, and I thought we did.
Yeah, what stood out for you about Thursday night's performance?
I think the thing that stood out the most about Thursday's performance is we started taking the things, little things that we've been working on in practice and implementing, and the kids are starting to, like, not just process them, they're trying to adapt them into their wrestling and implement them and use those things. You know, it's easy when you're in practice and your partner's kind of going through, but when somebody's trying to wrestle you back and not let those things happen, those things become a little bit harder, and our kids didn't give up on those things. So you can see what we're taking from the practice room, and you're seeing the results out on the mat. And I think the kids, that's their biggest thing, is they're starting to see, like, hey, these things are paying off. And I think they knew it in the first place. It's just, you know, making those routine habits of things.
How nice is it to kind of have the lineup filled with who you are anticipating it was going to be at the beginning of the season, kind of getting everybody healthy a little bit?
It's been huge. I mean, we it's no secret, we don't have a lot of depth in there, but we have, like I told you off during commercial, we were talking, and I knew what we had. We just had to get it together and get it put in there and then try to get guys to click all at the same time. And when you got 14 guys trying to click at the same time, sometimes that becomes difficult, and sometimes you're in slumps and sometimes you're on a roll. But the guys have adjusted well and kind of adapted to that. And, you know, you get a feel of what your guy ahead of you is going to do, so you kind of got anticipation. So sometimes that's more relaxing, and sometimes that's a little more frustrating, you know, if you have some people in front of you and you got to do a little bit more, and then that kind of changes what you're trying to do as you're wrestling and what your opponent's trying to do to you. So it's that strategic chess game of things like that. So I think the guys are just getting comfortable with the team and who they are and who's in front of them and who's behind them, and they know that if something doesn't go my way, the guy behind me is going to do his job and do his part and focus on him. And then, you know, then there, that comes that team aspect where everybody thinks wrestling's an individual, but then there's that team aspect of it.
And, Coach, speaking of team, you guys, hard to believe, last home meet of the year, only home meet of the year, I think, besides the tournament, Carlisle on Tuesday night, make up from earlier this year. You ended up dropping that one, but, you know, we like to break things down with matches wrestled, and you guys won more matches than you lost in the matches that were wrestled that night.
Yeah, Carlisle's a great team. Jason's done a great job. That guy's been, I have utmost respect for Jason and the Carlisle program. We've been battling for years, and he's just a good guy, and I know when Carlisle comes, they're gonna wrestle hard, and they're gonna stay in really good position, and we got to work really, really hard to get them out of position. And we just had some matches that we got, you know, we won more matches than what we lost, but those matches that we won weren't all pins, and the ones that we lost were pins, and you know that hurts you. So again, it's that numbers game of math and staying in that type of thing, and yeah, and being the last home meet at Carroll, you know, for these seniors and as myself as well, you know, and us in there, it's, you know, it's a bitter moment, you know. You're excited and disappointed, you know, but we were close and had an opportunity, but the kids wrestled their rear ends off and the fans were great, and it was just, it's always a great environment to wrestle at home.
Yeah, and you guys do such a great job putting on, you know, a wrestling show, you know, in a way, along with what's going on the mats. Coach, you mentioned the senior group, even for you, your last home meet and stuff. So what was the atmosphere kind of like that night, especially with such a tremendous senior group of kids?
There really wasn't much different, you know, besides the fact of it kind of being the end. It was great, you know. You kind of just got to sit back as a coach and try to keep the emotions in check. You know, you really don't think you're going to have too much emotions until you're done. You know, you got those beforehand and you're nervous and things like that. But when you're in it, you're in the heat of competition, those moments don't come up. You're just going to work. And then when you get done, you kind of look back and all the fans and all the support that they give each other and the kids. It's a class act. These Carroll fans have done a great job for the last 20 years that I've been the head coach and the 4 years with these seniors, and that's the great thing about it. These kids are representations of their family, and these parents need to take those moments and enjoy those too, because it's not just the kids doing the work, it's the parents giving the sacrifices and the families giving the sacrifices and those types of things. And you know, that gets a little bit hard to look at it, knowing just the sacrifices that my wife has made and everybody's made to make this program as good as it's been the last how many years. And it's not easy work, and a lot of people shy away from it sometimes, and some guys gravitate towards it, and it's just a tremendous respect for these families and those kids for what they've done.
And Coach, last Saturday, we'll bounce back real quick. Did really well down in Atlantic, finished fifth as a team. It was really kind of the heavier weight from 175 on up. Not that everybody else didn't wrestle well, but those guys had probably the top days for you.
Yeah. It's no secret. Our upper weights are veterans that have been in the program for a while, and they step up and they just take the ownership of it and go do their job, you know. So some of the younger guys in there in the lighter weights, you know, they've done their part, and they keep it together too. So like you said, it's not that everybody didn't wrestle well, but that effort that we had was, and results that we had from that Atlantic tournament is a complete team effort. And I told them that too, because it takes everybody there to do their part. And that's just a total team effort to come out to get fifth at that tournament is the highest we've ever finished at that tournament. And the kids should be commended upon that, and it's not easy, and they put it together and had a great day.
What are you hoping to see at Perry today?
Well, 16 teams, and there's some juggernauts, and again, it's just back to that competing. Are we going to compete while we're in there, you know, and it kind of gives you a good idea kind of before the state tournament, and guys that we haven't seen before, and then some guys that we have seen, so we can get some revenge matches or get some things like that and try to situate yourself for your push for the state tournament or your districts at the end, that you can get some head-to-heads and do that. And we're just looking to compete and get better every day. I mean, it's a cliche statement, but that's all it is. It's just trying to get better every day and put yourself in the best possible position that you can to get the results that you want. And wrestling sometimes happens that way, or not even just wrestling, sports in general. Sometimes it happens your way, and sometimes it's not your way. So it's just competing and adapting to those moments, and that's what I'm looking for, is making those small adjustments and fighting through positions.
Well, Coach, as always, you know how much I enjoy chatting with you, so I appreciate you joining me here today. Wish you the best of luck. Have a great trip over to Perry, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah, I appreciate everything you guys do for us. And also, as always, go Tigers.
Head coach Eric Noggle again with the Carroll Boys wrestling team back here on the Pete's Ranch Coachy Show.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pete's Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pete's Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pete's Ranch, just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Welcome back here on the Pete's Ranch Coachy Show. As we wind things down on this Saturday morning, let's give you a quick look at that local sports schedule for today. Just two area basketball teams in action. We're going to have both games covered for you. IK Manning girls are taking on Exiroquin Kimbledon girls down in Audubon today. Mason Nealon will have that broadcast for you on Kick 106.7. Game scheduled to get underway at 1 o'clock. Pre-game coverage will be between 12:45 and 12:50. IK Manning boys are down at Exiroquin Kimbledon at Elkhorn today. I'll have the broadcast on 93.7 KKRL this afternoon. Pre-game coverage there around at about 3:30 or so, with the JV starting a half at 3 o'clock. Varsity will follow. The rest of the area schedule in wrestling. Carroll girls are at the Waukee Northwest Invite at 10 this morning. ESAC girls and boys and South Central Calhoun girls and boys are at the Twin Lakes Conference Meetup at GTRA. That gets underway at 9:30. Just getting underway is the Bill Kane Dual Tournament up at Kemper today. Audubon boys are the other local team there. That'll start at 9. Carroll boys at the Perry Tournament beginning at 9:30. Coon Rapids Baird boys go to the Griswold Tournament at 10. And Audubon girls are at the Sydney Tournament beginning at 9:30. And in boys swimming, Carroll goes to the Rusty Garst up at Fort Dodge starting at 10 o'clock this morning. That's a look at, again, what's going on here locally. I want to thank Shane Vaughn, Randy Beeson, Sean Minahan, Katie Cook, Justin Yetmar, Deb Danner, Joe Daniels, and Eric Nagel for joining us here today. I want to thank you for joining us here as well. Have a great weekend, everybody.